This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Raise Your Game, you're with me, Tasha Fusil. And our guest today is Aziza Jalaluddin, the co-founder of Shine Academia. Aziza is speaking to us today about how much our actions and decisions are based on what will give us personal satisfaction and contentment. And she'll be explaining what the difference is between intrinsic and extrinsic motivations. Now, motivation is obviously such an important concept. It's what gets us out of bed in the morning. Can you explain how motivation dictates our actions and our behaviors?
So we're looking at motivation as an internal drive. That's what most people say. But however, when you look at how motivation is seen in the world or how we are working with it, it is always something that is coming from outside. Do you agree?
Sure, yes.
So we're actually looking at a perspective of how we always look outside for motivation. So it's like the book, the cause, the person, the lifestyle, all of that, that people feel like it is something that is from outside that is affecting the way we think, the way we behave, or the way we drive ourselves in life. And right now, it's been a change in the way that we are operating around the world. And people are starting to recognize, and if we have not recognized it, and it's time we start to recognize that anything that we do, the motivation has to come from inside, and that's what we call intrinsic motivation.
Okay, well, how do you differentiate between intrinsic motivation and the motivation that you get outside? Is it easy to confuse the two?
Okay, it is very, very easy to confuse the two. Extrinsic and intrinsic. So extrinsic, as the name says, is very external. That's a certain level of awareness and consciousness that we need to get into so that we can recognize the two. That is the most important aspect of someone who wants to get into this state. So when we look at it, the intrinsic motivation is something that is very internally driven, and it's something that it comes from within, a force that drives you from within. And the most obvious example is you go for a seminar or a course and you feel all the highs. Have you felt that kind of, gone for a course and felt that way?
Sure, but it only lasts by a week, unfortunately.
So that is the extrinsic motivation. So you said it just dies off.
Right.
And it dies off over time, and we even know why it dies down. Every motivation has got a drive that's the why factor. So there's this drive that brings us to the next level, which is the why factor, right? So when this why factor is clear, get to go longer in the way that we are doing stuff. And most of the time, the external motivation or the extrinsic motivation is usually very superficial. If you don't identify your why, it remains a superficial mode. So you see, most of the people, when we are going for something, we get a temporary high. That's very extrinsic. So when we go into a temporary high, sometimes it can lead to an intrinsic motivation because it leads you the way, and that's the best thing about it. And that's why many, many motivation programs have become very successful, because they give you the temporary high, and there are people who clinch onto it and bring themselves further in. The difference will be in the intrinsic motivation. It will not be a temporary high. You will not feel superficial about it. You will feel like, oh my God, this is it. And you find so much of purpose and so much of alignment to what you want to do.
Well, you know, for me, a very obvious example of extrinsic motivation is obviously money. It's a little bit harder for me to try and imagine what a type of intrinsic motivation would be, just as an example.
Okay. So what's going to happen is, when you say, very nicely you said money, and if you're going in that perspective, what you are talking about, what drives you.
Right.
That is one part of it. I'm also touching on what are the things people use to drive themselves. So they say book and all of that. I'm also referring to it as that, what drives you from outside or what drives you from inside. So then now you're coming to the point of money, or it can be anything materialistic.
Right. That's extrinsic.
So that's right. That is the extrinsic motivation. And that's like the basic truth, actually, that many people think that the be, do, have. It's a very common thing among the self-development industry that you talk about be, do, have. That means people normally think, you know, in order to be somebody, they have to do all of that, and then they'll have it. So the truth is, so we have to actually go backwards. In order for us to have something, in order for us to do anything, we need to already be in that space of who we are before we have that. So this perspective of we do have, so like what you're asking just now, the money is like, I want to have that money so that I can be somebody. And this doesn't only include money. People talk about car, people talk about a beautiful relationship, even that.
Okay.
It's a very extrinsic. We say we want to have a beautiful relationship with others, that's still extrinsic. In order for all that to happen, what would drive us from within? The why is the intrinsic motivation. And in the why lies a lot of truth in who we are going to be in this lifetime. Our mentor, Buckminster Fuller, talks a lot about what needs to be done. You know, what's the purpose in your life?
Mm.
And he says that you don't belong to yourself, you belong to the universe.
Mm.
So from that perspective, if I were to ask you, what is it that you want to be or who do you want to be? Why do you think we are in this world? That will drive us, you know, keep on asking that question of who do we want to be at the end of the day or right now? Who do we want to be to have a fulfilling life? This question, if we keep asking, it'll give us the answer to what is going to drive us, our intrinsic motivation. That from inside will give us a lot of sense of clarity and sense of purpose. It will give us that feeling of completeness and fulfillment for us to do what we want to do. So we feel that clarity in terms of the purpose. That's the main thing. And the other, the factor around it is when you keep asking this question about who do we want to be, it'll lead us to another question. So what needs to be done? All of us have different whys. Sometimes they align, sometimes they don't. But because we are placed on Mother Earth to identify different issues and we are problem solvers, when we identify what problem we want to solve and the why comes in strong, we feel a need to go within, to search deeper and to get clarity within rather than, you know, the external, whatever that's going around us. And we always use ourselves as a mirror to reflect so that whatever that's going on outside, it's actually coming from within.
Say that the environment that you're in, you know, it's out of your control, it's not an environment that is ideal. How do you then encourage more intrinsic motivation?
Okay, so the first question is, if you're not happy, I mean, the first answer is, if you're not happy with the company that you're in, you're doing injustice to the company and yourself. So we are depriving of another employer benefiting from your service who can make better of you and the company. You can actually add value to somebody else who needs your service. So if you look at it from that perspective. At the same time, we know for a fact that many people are in jobs or work that they don't enjoy, right? That's sadly a reality that we also envision to shift and make people, you know, recognize this truth as well. So when we are in that environment, the first step is responsibility towards self. And when we can recognize that we have put ourselves in that situation and it's nobody else to blame. This thing about responsibility is a huge word and people usually use it to abuse others. It's like, you did not take responsibility.
Right.
You have failed yourself. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. It's people to point
usually
fingers.
Use it to, yeah. They use it to point at other people. The truth is for environment or a situation, nothing is in our control. We need to get that. Control is an illusion. And when we recognize that with that environment that we are in, and we have chosen to be in that environment, is our state of responsibility. We have actually shifted the word. Instead of saying taking responsibility, responsibility is a state of being, the ability to respond. So when you are in a state of responsibility, we can recognize that it is actually our choice that we put ourselves in. Can you imagine the shift that happens? And all of this I'm talking to you comes from an intrinsic, internal state of being. It cannot look outside. You know, it's nothing to do with outside. As much as we say control is an illusion, it's like myself, right? If I want to change my environment, then it has to start with me. And interestingly, any unhappy environment can be shifted. That's the power of intrinsic motivation. And that's where we go through this exciting process of understanding how we can create an awareness around what is not working and then go through a release of what's not working for us and then generating positivity within us so that we can keep ourselves going. This is, we call it notice, release and generate. This is shared with me by my mentor and one of my coaches, Carrie Zuria from the Accelerated Business School. So she always spoke to us about this process of understanding where we are in our life, and that awareness needs to be there. And then we go into a process of clearing and, you know, releasing, literally letting go of anything negative that we're holding on to in that perspective, and then moving on to generate positivity to replace what is holding us back. So when we keep on working on ourselves, we get to a state of understanding what we are going through in our life, and we will go to a new state of awareness where, as much as we think that we are put in a place, oh, poor me, or why must this happen to me, approach to life,
right,
then we go to a space of, I chose to be here.
Yeah.
How can I make it a better place? Then you will get a lot more answers to what you want to do in life.
I'm with Aziza Jalaluddin. When we return, we'll look at why things are easier said than done and how we may know what's best for us, but we don't necessarily do much about it. This is Raise Your Game on BFM 89.9. Good morning, you're still tuned to Raise Your Game. I'm speaking to Aziza Jalaluddin about intrinsic and extrinsic motivations. Now, we were talking before about having to take accountability for where you are in your life and what you do, rather than seeing yourself as a victim of your environment. Now, this need to internally reflect, to ask yourself the right questions, is it something that takes time to do, or are some people just a little bit more resistant to the idea?
Okay, that's a very nice thing. I love the word resistance. So the only thing that happens to us, all of us know a lot of things, right?
Right.
We all know that you need to lose weight. We all know that you need to keep fit. We all know that, you know, you have to wake up. And actually, like the conversation we were having, like, we all know that you should be in a job that keeps you happy. Yet we're not doing it.
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Why, right? So that's the thing. The knowingness and the beingness. So knowing is just an external factor.
Mm.
The wisdom to apply what we know is the truth. And to get there, it's about practice. So we can start with small, small steps towards really doing and being what we want to do. So there's some parts of our, you know, when we can break down the different parts of our life, you know, be it our relationship, our careers, our financial, our spiritual self, we need to align ourselves in each of these areas. And, you know, like a wheel, we need to have all in similar pattern at least, you know, we are complete in some way so that we can run quite smoothly. If there's one part of us that is amiss, then we notice that our wheel is not running so strong, so or clearly or smoothly. It's very important for us to be constantly in motion towards self-fulfillment. And when we reflect back and within us, the fact about spirituality, the importance in clarity in terms of spirituality, this is not about the religion, it's about clarity within, the authenticity within. And that is the first step. You know, what we can do, like simple exercises in the mornings when you wake up, the clarity that we have in terms of gratitude for self and others, these are steps that we know need to be taken. Am I right?
Yep.
But how much do we apply? And then the question comes every time is, why must I do it? If we have not answered the why, then it doesn't get to the steps. So when we get the why, that the fact that it all draws down to, again, the first part I told you about, why am I in this world? When we can get to that answer, which is the core of the matter, for me, it has been a journey. Like, you know, I was a housewife just looking after children. And it drove me to, right now, to a space where we are on a roadmap for listing our company at $100 million in Singapore. The, you know, why would I choose from being an entrepreneur to do this? If anybody's going to give me an answer, wow, that's a lot of money, and wow, she's so, you know, in it, then you may want to Google my name, because you'll see what kind of, you will look at me and you'll say, is she an NGO? So the why factor comes in very strong, because I have embedded in my mission, you know, uplifting humanity consciousness through business so that we can become more awakened and aware, and doing business, doing that. So in order for me to walk that journey, I need to be, you know, walking that journey myself. When I get into that kind of a purpose, then I need to really have that internal drive to do that. And in order for me to get internal drive, do you think it's easy to shift from a housewife to a $100 million company driver? It's not an overnight thing. I need to go through the different situations in life. And if I'm going to look for outside and I say, oh, no, it's not going to happen, and I'm just going to break down, and that has happened to me so many times.
Right.
It's about bouncing back every time it happens. That bouncing can only happen when my why is strong enough that I'm meant to do this, and this is the journey that I have to take. And then it becomes a joy. So even when someone's working, you know, they feel like they're just having another job. There is a reason why they are placed there in that job. And when we can recognize that, you know, when I think about that, and I'm telling you right now, when my first job was actually being a banker, and I was literally handling cash. Money was flowing through me, and it get me to a state. Now when I reflect back, hey, that makes sense. Like allowing myself to flow through money gave me a lot of distinctions about money too. So if we can know that the journey that we're taking is all going to add on to what is the portfolio we're building. In fact, there are many youngsters in their 20s and 30s who may be listening to this. And they, you know, for whatever reason, you know, if you are listening to this, then it's definitely meant for you to reflect back on what's this journey, where is this going, and are you going to determine it or are you going to allow life to design it and throw it at you? If you are going to be the one, you know, choosing, like what I say, choosing to have the way you want it, then you need to really dwell within. It's not about outside. It's not about setting a goal that says, I want this much of money, I want this car, I want that. Anybody who gives us this information when we are in programs or in conversations, mm-hmm. then we know that they are still in a state of dreamland. Because when they say such things, we say, okay, you got a way to go because there's a lot of internal... It's not that it's wrong. It's not that you can't have a car or a house or money for a goal. It's just what will go into that as a side effect. It's a different game. We call it precession, you know. When you're targeting something, and if it's a very extrinsic, materialistic stuff, then you need to bear the consequences on what is the side effect of pursuing that.
Mm.
Can you imagine if your pursuing goal is, let's say, to feed one person a day? Okay, as simple as that. And when your goal is that, can you imagine the side effect of it? What kind of stuff can happen to you? And money actually is a very interesting side effect that happens to all successful people. It's a side effect.
Mm.
It's not the goal. Many people think it's the goal. So that goal of adding value to person itself, you know, when I told you, the energy shifted itself, correct?
Mm.
Yeah, so that's how it is. When we say the goal is to add value to another human being. So right now, if you are working or something, if you set the goal of how you're adding value to the organization that you are in, isn't that a powerful state to be in?
Yeah.
And when you look at how you're adding value, guess what? The fulfillment, the everything else, you know, the materialistic stuff that you envision for yourself is bound to happen as a side effect. This happens also in business. Like, you know, people set goals. Like just now I told you $100 million. Do you think that is that's our financial goal based on papers?
Yeah.
But we have a number and the number of people we need to impact to get that number.
Right.
So when I say that my vision is to empower 1 million people, then with that vision, and let's say someone has got a product or service and they say, I want to impact 1 million people, and on the side effect, right, I'm charging $10 per person, right?
Yeah.
So this 1 million people eventually has to pay me the $10 per person
right. That
gets me my 10 million. So this is where the simple numbers come in. So these are just numbers that fills our left brain. Our right brain is the one that activates and moves us forward and gets us to our emotions and our heart so that we use it in the right way, not to motivate us like what we're talking about at this.
That was Aziza Jalaluddin, the co-founder of Shine Academia. Thanks for listening. This has been Raise Your Game on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.